This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. In his message titled, Seeing Past the Storm, Pastor Scott reminds us to focus not on the problems or difficult situations we may be encountering, but on God's guidance and His promise to deliver us. This message was recorded on Sunday, July 12, 2015. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Well, if you have your Bible this morning, I'd like you to open it up. Because I want you to open up to Psalms 119, right in the middle of your Bible. Because I want you to mark up your Bible and write in it and highlight this scripture. And if you don't have your Bible, then you can just follow along with us on your bulletin. Psalms 119, 71. Man, yesterday my wife and I were sitting at home in the living room. Two ceiling fans going, two fans blowing, and it's just blowing hot air on us, and we're looking at each other. It's like, man, this is hot, man. We're just there and just perspiring, and there's nothing we could do. I mean, you could go sit outside, but we just sat. But it didn't matter how hot it was because I had good company, and we just hung out. It was sticky, but it was okay because I just said, you know what? It's hot. I'm going to sweat anyway, so just let it sweat. I can take. And I stood. Actually, I went in the shower, and I stood under the cold water, and oh, that felt so good. And I was like right there, thank you, Lord, that I have a house that I can be hot in because, you know, you could be hot and homeless. Thank you that I had fans that would circulate the hot air. He says, okay. Thank you, Lord, that I had water in my water tank and a pump to pump it and to be able to stand under the cold water. And over the course of being saved and like 15 years, God has just changed my attitude in so many different ways. And it's probably because of this, Psalms 119:71. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Man, how many of you can think, like, bro, is it good for me to be afflicted, to have problems? Sometimes we think, no way, that's bad. But if you look, all the bad things, all the stuff that the devil threw at you that meant to turn you away, to stray you, God used those things for good. And he used all those things, the hard things that I went through to make me what I am. I remember, Pastor Alex, you may remember this, but I remember the first pumpkin party that they asked me to plan. And I didn't know what I was getting into. They said, would you be willing to plan this? And I said, yeah, okay, I guess so. And I think I tried to do everything myself. Man, it was so stressful. It was like I wanted to die. It was so bad. It was so hard. I didn't know nothing about raising teams, building teams, encouraging people, bringing people alongside to help. I didn't know any of that. I was just young and, well, I was old and naive then. Not that young, okay? It took me a while to figure out this God thing. That's why, because I was a little bit slow. And I was in affliction. I was dying. And after like about 4 years of planning that, I got to pass that off to Pastor Aaron, by the way. But I learned how to build teams. Man, it was so difficult a season, yeah? And I learned that, man, I cannot do this by myself. But I guess I got to say, okay, you do this. Tell me what you need. You do this. Tell me what you need. You do this. Pastor Alex was the easiest because I just told him, bring your boat. And that was it. He took care of it. That's the only thing I didn't have to do except just put up the tent. But it was so hard. It was so stressful. I mean, other than my girls giving me white hair, I think it was that. And if you look at that second, that I might learn thy statutes. You know when Moses was just doing everything and his father-in-law came to him and said, Mike, what you're doing is not good because you're going to burn out the people and you're going to burn yourself out. So he said, you know, equip people. take care of 5, 10s, and 100s, 50s, and 100s. And over the years, I have learned that. And I can tell you what, if I got sick last night and I couldn't make it to church, I could make a phone call and you would still be hearing a message today. You'd still be able to come and hear worship. You'd still be able to come and receive prayer, because I learned something over the years. Why? Because I was afflicted. I went through trials. I went through so many things. So I learned, man, I better really learn this team thing, because if not, I'd be dead in a year or two if I tried to do everything myself. And, you know, when you say it is good for me that I have been afflicted, you know, God has plans for us. And when we get afflicted, it's not just to hurt you. It's not like like when you had a magnifying glass and an ant and you would try and fry the ants. You ever did that? Or like me, I didn't do it. I just tried to make a fire. But, you know, you do that just to inflict pain on the ants. But God doesn't do that just to inflict pain on us. That's not the kind of God we serve. Okay? We go through affliction so that we can learn His ways. Sometimes I wish I was smart enough to learn His ways so that I didn't have to suffer so much. And second, in 1 Corinthians 2:9, this is what the scripture means when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for us. And Paul was talking about, you know, we cannot, our mind is so limited that we cannot hardly imagine what God has prepared for us for our future when we go to be with Him. Man, there's if you can picture like the best thing in your mind, it's far greater than that. Like for me, when I first walked into Dodger Stadium, I was like, wow. And God told me, heaven is going to be better than this. I mean, if you ever walked into Disneyland, like, wow, that's my wife, wow. And me, it's like, oh, they're crowded. But if, you know, think of the best thing you walked into, maybe it was on buffet. Oh, look at this food, yeah. Heaven is going to be so much greater. Maybe you walked into this church, it's like, wow, this place is rocking, I love this place. But heaven is going to be far greater than this, but it's going to be like this because we're going to be worshiping together. Amen? So, this is the thing. When I am in a storm, what does God want me to see? And there's a blank in there. And kind of just hang out for a little while. Wait. And you can fill that in. Because I didn't put an answer on purpose. Because lately, I've been reading some books lately. And I've been really practicing hearing from God, and man, it's been really good. I'm going to talk about that next week. But what do you think God wants you to see when you're in the middle of turmoil and struggle? This is the illustration that God gave me. You know when you had little children, babies crawling. You wanted to kind of help. You see them when they're one or they're starting to stand up. They're like this. You kind of remember that when you were drunk, maybe. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And you see, if they fall down, they get back up. They try again. And they keep doing it. They keep doing it. And as a parent, you can see what's going to happen. Because after several tries or a week, they will be walking. You can, you know, they may be struggling as hard as they can to stand up and walk. And you see their struggles, but you know what's going to happen, right? You know that eventually they're going to start walking. You know that there will be their determination, and you would encourage them. And then they're going to start walking, and they're going to start running. And I think that's what God, He can see what's happening in our lives. He can see, you know, past all the trials and turmoil. And He encourages us to keep going forward. You know, progress, perseverance. You know, God, I really believe that God wants us to look at the positive things. You know, when you lift weights, it's not easy. It's hard work. But you lift weights because you know what's going to happen in the end result. You'll be stronger. You read your Bible because you know the end result. You come to church every week because you know the future result. Yeah, and you know the thing is, you don't look at like, oh, I'm going to church today. It's so hot. I'd rather stay home and be hot because I can walk around without one shirt and in my underwear. But you know that you come here, you're gonna receive something, and you look to the future. And in Matthew 14, it says, meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble, far away from land, for a strong wind had risen, and they were fighting the waves. So they was in this boat, and it was out in the water, and the waves and the wind picked up, and they were just getting beat up. And then Jesus came, right? And verse 20, but Jesus spoke to them at once. Don't be afraid, He said. Take courage, I am here. And then Peter, the bold one, he said, called to Him, said, Lord, you know, if that is really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water. Yes, come, Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water. But seeing the wind, he became frightened. I don't know how you see wind, but it's probably just the wind blowing the waves. He became frightened and he sank. He cried out, Lord, save me. I want you to answer this question, one of these answers. When I am in a storm, what does God want me to see? He wants me to look at the storm. He wants me to look at Jesus. He wants me to see positive. He wants me to see negative. And think about, you know, this is a really easy thing for you to think about. What is God saying? Man, you want to look at Jesus or you want me to look at the storm? Because look at the scripture. What happened when Peter looked at his situation? He sank. Yeah. You know, this is the perfect illustration God gave me. If you ever drove north or south or over Saddle Road, at one time or another, when you're going, let's say us guys, we like to go fishing in Kau. We leave, and when we're heading up Volcano, it's just rain and clouds. You cannot see anything. But because of experience, we know when we get over that hill, the sun is going to be shining. And it's going to be good. We see, because of experience, we can see past the storm. We can see what's going to be on the other side. And if you've been through enough trials, you know if you stick it out, what's on the other side. Amen? You know, it's not like just I'm going to be dead or there's bones or, you know, there's... It's going to be better. It's going to be stronger. It's going to be nicer. Same thing when we go to Hapuna after church on Sundays. We go through Waimea. It's like, oh, it's all yucky and it's cloudy. But you know, once you start heading down towards Kauai High, it just clears up. It's an experience thing. We've experienced what the storm is like and what's on the other side. The same thing in our Christian life. We've experienced trials before. We persevered through trials before. And they're not all the same. And let me tell you that. It gets harder and harder. But we know if we stick to it, what's on the other side. Amen? And so we do that. You know, and that's how it is. We get through this storm. We persevere. We look past it. You know, does God want you to worry? was like, oh, woe is me. No, he wants you to look at him. Look to him for encouragement. I mean, that's what we have a family for. You know, it's a lot of times, it's so, for us, it's so easy to know what the devil wants us to do. Why is that? You know, when we understand, the devil wants me to rebel. He wants me to yell at my spouse. He wants me to quit. He wants me to stop going to church. You know, he wants me to quit my job. He wants me to do, you know, yell at my children. Sometimes I think we listen to the wrong voice because we know what he wants us to do. And if we know what the devil wants us to do, then don't do it. Just don't do it. We got to practice listening to the other voice. The one who says, keep going. You can do that. Use your words better. Encourage. Persevere. Yeah. You know, if we're, right now we're in hurricane season, and they say it's going to be an active one. They say that the storms are going to come. So what do? Do you wait for the day that hurricane is coming, and then you go to the store and buy water and batteries? You ever tried that? You ever tried going to the store the day after the storm to buy water or generator or chainsaw? You guys know what happened last time, right? You guys experienced. So now, yeah, now we know, right? We're going to already have our water. We're going to already have our batteries. We're going to already have, you know, 20 cans of Spam and Vienna sausage. Right? How many of you are ready for that? Okay, I'm going to your house. Who else? I go on water catchment tank so we can scoop water. We can share. But you know what this season is about. Okay, so that's the season we're in physically. What about spiritually? How do you get ready? I mean, when you're facing a trial, is it then that you go to the Bible and try and figure things out? Or is it you just read your Bible every day? Every day, boom, boom, boom. So when that storm comes, you persevere, you come out shiny, you feel good. There is some struggle, but you're equipped. You got the tools. Because you're prepared. And that's what we want you to do. Amen. You got to prepare. Just as we prepare for a hurricane, man, we got to prepare spiritually for those hurricanes that come through our life. You know, we cannot wait till that day comes and then try and go find things. Yeah, so, you know, what do you look forward to when you know, Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. You know, you guys may have been walking with God longer than me. I've been doing it for 15 years. You know, and God has never failed me. If anything, I fail myself with lack of faith. And sometimes when things don't work the right way, when I'm in a storm, the lack of endurance, when I try to make things happen right, you know, the thing is, man, if you've been through these storms, you know what it is, you know how it will strengthen you, you know that when you get through, when you can picture yourself getting out of this storm, because you know you will if you keep persevering and you keep enduring. You know that when you come out, you're going to be stronger. You're going to be wiser. And if you're not, then you're probably going to go through that storm again. Same thing, same way. Yeah. So the thing is, wow, man, we get to look forward to being stronger, being wiser. So that we, and then, man, sometimes it happens to us. And right after it happens to us, you see it happening to a friend. And you say, man, that's exactly what I went through. This is what I did. And you get to help somebody else. Granted, a lot of times they don't listen. Which is sad, yeah? You know, if we could watch people and learn from their mistakes so we don't make the mistakes, that'd be a great thing, yeah? you know, like, don't drink and drive. I knew that, but I had to learn that the hard way by drinking, driving, and cracking up, because I didn't learn it from watching other people. And now it's like, man, that's a bad thing. You know, when Moses wrote this, he just was telling, you know, Israel, his nation, you know, God is here. God is with you. He encouraged them in their faith and their hope. And he told them, God is not going to leave you nor forsake you. You know, and he is telling Joshua here, just keep going. You can do it. You know, you're going to face trials, but just be strong. Be courageous. In 1 Peter 1:6-9, in this, in your trials, in this, you greatly rejoice. That's a thing you have to learn to do. Even though now, for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, this is what he says, being more precious than gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible, full of glory, obtaining that as the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Grief, suffering, all that kind of stuff is not without a cause or a reason. Well, sometimes things happen and it may not be clear to us. We gotta trust God that it will fulfill its purpose. Yeah. And all of us, none of us is exempt, okay, from facing a trial. We all are gonna face it. Yeah. The thing is, we gotta endure and we gotta get through it, because the word says we suffer just for a little while. And if you can think about heaven and what it would be like, man, you can get through these trials because you know what's on the other side. This is what I'd like to do when I'm in the middle of a trial and I'm struggling and I'm like, man, this is hard, and I feel like it's the end of the world sometimes, and I'm suffering. I always like, hey, okay, God, teach me this quick, because I need to get out of here. Let me learn as fast as I can so I can learn and move on and be stronger and be wiser. One of the things that I look forward to when a storm comes is, after it passes, I know that my faith is going to be stronger, I will be smarter, I will have better discernment, and if I am still alive, I get to serve God another day. Amen? I mean, worst case scenario, if I go through a storm and I die, wow, how great is that? I get to be in heaven. You get one new pastor. Maybe one younger one. But, you know, worst case scenario, death. You're in a trial, you have health issues, you die. So, you ask a Christian the question, if you were to die, how bad would that be? Really think about it. If you were to die, how bad would that be? I don't think it would be so bad. I think it would be kind of, well, if you think about the family you leave behind, yeah, it might be sad, but think, if you're thinking like, if I die in a storm, I'm going to go to heaven. Wow. Cannot be that bad, right? You don't look so sad. Yeah? So this is the thing, okay? Storms, they are good for you. Can you guys say amen to that? And now, So if you're in one, there's like, they say you either, you're in one, you're coming out of one, you know, or you're getting ready to go. And like, you know, there's three ways, yeah? You're going in, you're in, or you're coming out. That's what it is. So, but you understand this. All of you here, you look around. You have brothers and sisters who go through the same things you go through. And if you can just get to know each other, man, we'll be so far better off. And then, if you understand that Jesus went through these same things, and almost every, I think, I believe every answer to all your problems is in the Word. You just got to go dig it out. Amen? You know, storms might not be enjoyable or pleasant, but the experience and the things that you would get out of it, it's all good. I wouldn't be here today. If I tell you what, if I didn't have to go through any trials from the time I received Jesus to now, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here because I wouldn't have nothing to teach you. Because I wouldn't have no experience, no faith, no building of character, no white hair. You know, I'd be a bowl of mush. You know, you all heard the stories of the caterpillars turning to butterflies and all that. You know, when I was growing up, I had a brother who was older than me, and we used to often catch those caterpillars and put them in a bottle and watch them make the cocoon, and then when they come out, we'd let the butterfly go. Well, one day, my brother decided to help that butterfly. So as he was coming out, he took his X-Acto knife and he cut open the cocoon. And the butterfly came out, but his wings were this tiny. Because he didn't push and struggle and let the blood flow through his wings, it didn't expand. And if you ever try that, it might be a cruel thing, but I was like, why didn't the butterfly's wings expand? It's because it never struggled to get out of that cocoon. And I didn't realize that until later on in my Christian life when somebody explained that to me. It's like, then the memory of that happened. Like, wow, that's why the struggling of getting out made his wings form. The struggling of getting out of our storms, man, that develops our character. Amen? Would you bow your heads and pray with me? I'd ask the worship team to come up. Lord Jesus, you know, it's not easy to be joyful or happy when the storms come. But, you know, give us eyes to see, you know, past the storm, beyond what is out there. And not look at the storm, but look what you have for us on the other side. And let us be encouraged when we can see that far ahead. Give us the vision. Give us the hope. Give us the endurance and the perseverance that we need. Knowing that you would never leave us or forsake us. That's a promise from you. And Lord, if it's anybody here is struggling through one of these, Lord, give them eyes to see what a glorious future that you have for them. Lord, I pray that we would receive what you are saying to us today. And we would take heart. And we would have hope. And we would have faith. We thank you so much. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And I got to tell you, this is how I got this word. Because when I went fishing last time, I went away to be alone. And I stood on the edge of the cliff, not to jump, okay? But I stood at the edge of the cliff. And a lot of times I stand and I look out in the ocean and I can see the rain and it passes and you cannot see the horizon sometimes. And you just look. And God was telling me, you know what? You got to look beyond. Look past that storm because beyond the storm you can see the horizon and then you can see the sunset. So he's telling me, man, you, Scott, look. Look past the storm. Don't look at it. You know, look past it. Look beyond. And a lot of times we get stuck in something and we just look at it and we look at it and we look at it. You know, like when my house had termites, and it still does. I look at the termites and I get so mad, and I blame Moses for bringing those things on the ark. But if I look at, like, wow, Lord, I got four walls, and I got a place to live. I look past the storm, and I look past the storm in the sense that, man, thank you, Lord, because you let me know that all the stuff that I have here is temporary. It's just temporary compared to the eternalness that I'm going to spend with you. Amen?
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16675 Milo Street, Keau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeasthawaii.com.